Alrighty guys, what is going up? I hope you guys are all having a great and amazing day today. Now, today we're going to be talking about should you buy Nikola stock. Nikola stock is a electric automobile manufacturer. A lot of people compare them to Tesla. A lot of people compare them to, you know, electric automobiles, and yeah, I think it's fair, and I think that there's just been a lot of news going on with the company. It looks like GM picked up 11% of the company, valuing it just over $2 billion, which is really crazy to me because really Nikola doesn't have that much. You know, they don't have a ton of profit. It looks like they do have an annual, for last year's annual profit was $2.7 million. And when they compare, when they value their company at over $2 billion, I think that's a little something to be a little worried about. It looks like the stock's trading right now for about $37 per share, which, okay, you know, it's some sell-off here from the highs. It looks like it did hit highs. Let's go year to date. You're almost at $80 sold off here. So now it looks like we're honestly on some support. The year to date change is 211%. Which is crazy. And then from April 2020, it's 500%. But overall, this stock is just, it's crazy. Because when people want to compare Nikola to Tesla, you know, I understand that they both make electric automobiles. That's the only thing that Nikola and Tesla have in common. They make renewable energy cars. Whether I think Nikola is focused on hydrogen base, which there's no infrastructure for that. You know, there isn't. There's nothing set up for that. So meaning, if you run out of hydrogen in your truck, where are you going to get hydrogen from? Honestly, you can't pull up to a gas station and charge. At least Tesla is making their own charging ports really all around the United States. And that's what Nikola is going to have to do. And I don't think people understand how expensive that is. I don't think people understand that Tesla had so many production problems, so many things, so many issues starting out. I think we're going to be in this realm of Nikola's going to be trading at this price point for a while before we get some sort of explosion and some sort of good thing from the stock. I understand we have a ton of reservations, I believe, for their truck. Let me see if I can find it here. But honestly, so Nikola Corporation, year-to-date, over 200%, which is crazy. Nikola, let's go Nikola Truck. Nikola Truck, let's see what we got. Okay, so yeah, the hydrogen truck startup is in. So, okay, some people are saying it's a fraud. Short seller report. House crumbles as GM. Okay, so it looks, I don't know what is going on with Nikola. I just looked it up. There's like stories talking about scam, but okay, I mean, the truck itself, guys, the truck itself is actually pretty cool. I mean, it looks kind of like one of those Toyota runners, really. But, okay, yeah, I mean, they're pretty cool. Okay, Nikola has a $26 billion truck company with zero revenue. Yeah, they make barely any money, and they all they have is these evaluations that are just don't even make sense. They have some people who are interested in this car, in this truck. And, okay, Nikola is planning to build a 1 million square foot facility. Okay, it's expanding production of about 30,000 fuel, so electric vehicles in 2027. Okay, like this is over seven years away, and the valuation is just crazy. I think it's just people want the next Tesla. People missed out on this opportunity to make money with Tesla, so now they're trying to use Nikola as this thing that is going to be the next Tesla. Tesla is more than just an electric car company. They have a ton of other things. They have the autonomous driving. They are literally front runners in almost any future sector. So really, they're a front runner in tech, for sure, easily. They're front runner in electric vehicles. They're front runner in autonomous driving, safety collision. It's literally, it's crazy to me to see other companies think that they're gonna be them. You know, the only thing that Tesla doesn't have, and why I compare Tesla to like a foreign country's car like NIO or something along those lines, is because NIO already has an infrastructure in China and Japan. They already have cars there. They already have production teams there. They already have. So for Tesla is now going to compete with them in their country. It's not vice versa where, you know, NIO is going to compete with Tesla in the United States. It's Tesla is now going to compete with NIO because NIO is already there. So honestly, for me, Nikola, I'm not going to invest in it. You know, I understand, guys, I could be completely wrong about this company. This company could be the next Tesla, could overtake Tesla, but it's going to have to go a long way. And I'm not saying I'm never going to invest in Nikola, because I might. If this stock falls to $20 a share, you better believe I'm going to pick up a couple shares of this. But right now, with the valuation being so high, with the revenue being so low, it's just, for me, guys, I'm not going to invest. I want to see. Yeah, okay, so the market cap is $12 billion. Okay, so that's how much right now the company is worth. $32 per share. All right, hit highs at almost $80 a share, sold off. And now we're just on this clear downward trend trying to find some support. It looks like, honestly, there is some support here at about $30. So we're about $2 off some support. But you guys just got to be careful when you guys are investing in stuff like this. You know, I would hate to see you guys go crazy in investing in this and then get slammed if the company goes under. I really would hate to see that. That's why I always tell you guys, I always tell people, have a nice solid base of ETFs, bonds, or something along those lines to act as your defense when you guys are investing into corporations like this. You know, take 20% of your money and put it in a bond. Put it in Vanguard's total bond market. Ticker symbol BND is the ticker. Okay, you guys get a 5-year annual growth, which is not bad, really. That's not terrible. And you get a 3.5% dividend, which is honestly not too bad. So you're growing at a pretty decent rate. You get cash flow coming in. And then you put it like 15-20% of your money in that. Take another 40%, put it in the S&P 500. Don't even look at it. Invest either one lump sum of money or do dollar cost averaging. I don't care what you do. Just do something. Now, now you already have, you know, over 50% of your money tied up into some money that's moving, doing well, you know, not super risky. Long-term growth is great. Now, the next thing you guys do is you take the rest of your money and put it in another 20%. Put it into high-quality stocks, blue-chip stocks, large corporations that have good fundamentals, good balance sheet, good company to work at. You wouldn't mind working there. Makes a lot of revenue, not too much long-term debt. Company you could see around in the next 10, 15 years. You know, these are companies like Apple. These are companies like Amazon. These are companies like Home Depot. These companies are going to be very reliable. Okay, so now you have a very, very solid base of growth and value stocks. Because put corporations like Coca-Cola, stuff like that. Now you have a good solid base of your portfolio into high quality stocks that perform well, have a good strong backbone of customers, good, you know, good solid morals, good solid margin, you know, not low margin. Tesla has a low margin rate, but anyways, and then with maybe 1-2% of your portfolio, put it into companies like this. You know, all I'm saying is just don't go crazy in investing into a lot of these corporations. If there is some sort of growth potential, you guys will know about it. Trust me. Like, look at Tesla. We've all known about this company forever. We've known that they've been slowly building up their revenue. They've been slowly getting more and more car manufacturers out there. We've known all this stuff. But now it's like, okay, the company's worth a lot. Now people are complaining to invest in this company because the stock's worth a lot more. So I think you just have to keep a good eye out for stocks and overall just be diversified. Never put all your eggs in one basket. And you only have to be right on 2, 3, 4 stocks to make a lot of money, really. But honestly, guys, so for me, Nikola right now with no revenue, super high market cap. I'm just gonna stay away from it. But that does not mean I will not invest in it in the long term. I just want you guys to get that, because if I post a video saying I'm gonna invest in Nikola, you guys don't freak out. But I want to see some sort of demand for this company. And everyone's just talking on the stock side, and I don't know. I just want to see how the numbers turn out. You know, I want to see some revenue. I want to see some, you know, good price to earnings. I want to see some growth. I want to see some issues that they have. I want to see everything. You know, really, I don't want to invest in this company because you or your mom or your grandma told me to. I want to invest in this company because I am a strong believer in it. And that's what I'm going to do. That's really what I'm going to do. And there's a lot of companies out there that are similar to this. You know, there's Workhorse, which is very similar. You know, they're another electric, I believe, company based out of Cincy, Ohio. There's NIO, which is based out of, I believe, China or Japan. Yeah, China. Headquarters is in China. There is companies like Riven or something like that, which is kind of cool. They make trucks that are very similar to Nikola. But honestly, there's a lot of competition for this field. So would you rather try to invest in a company that's going to have a lot of competition or a company that's already performing well like Tesla? I don't know. It's stuff like that I always think about, and I think you guys should too. You know, but overall, have a nice solid base of, you know, stuff that's working for you. Have a nice solid base of mutual funds. Have a nice solid base of ETFs, bonds, low-cost index funds, stuff like that. You guys will be fine. You guys will develop some cash flow. You guys will develop some growth, you know, especially everything going on right now. There's some stocks that are severely undervalued, and there's some stocks that are severely overvalued. It's just picking and choosing, doing some fundamental technical analysis, doing some research, finding some stocks, guys. But overall, you know, that is it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys want to check out my course, you guys can use code DIVIDENDS to get 50% off it. That'll be the first link down below. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Remember to stay happy, stay positive, and stay safe out there. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Take care.